general assistance to buy food and clothing. The group says voters need to understand the tax hike is minimal. It would amount to about $10 more for the owner of a $150,000 home. Legal limits on the ballot item may also mislead voters. The ballot item explains the tax hike, but not what the funds would be going for. Illinois' early voting totals are nearing 665,000. Actually, that number has been updated to more than 821,000 as election officials count an avalanche of ballots cast this week. More than 7,700 of those votes have been cast in Champaign County, where County Clerk Mark Sheldon says lines an hour long were common in the days leading to yesterday's deadline for early voting. Sheldon says Illinois voters can still vote early, but they must do so by absentee ballot and give a reason why they can't make it to the polls on Election Day. As for the day itself, Sheldon says his experience with early voting has prompted him to advise voters to study up before they hit the polls. He says in most elections, voting is as simple as picking the candidates' names.
But when you start reading a long question that you know, has a lot of, in some cases, jargon to it, and, you know, it takes a while to absorb it all. But if you look at your specimen before you go in on Election Day and bring it along with you, I think it goes really quickly.
Sheldon says specimen ballots are available at his office and online, as well as the voting guide recently mailed out to all households. He says prepared voters will help keep lines shorter and move them quicker on what could be a record day for turnout. Months after the U.S. Department of Energy pulled its support for building the future gen coal-fired power plant in Mattoon, the project's backers are looking to Election Day with optimism. Senator Dick Durbin fought to keep future gen alive, and Durbin and the coal and power companies that want to build the plant believe a new president might revive the project. Both Barack Obama and John McCain have expressed support for developing clean coal technology. Durbin and others who support future gen believe the Energy Department killed it because Mattoon was chosen over a pair of sites in Texas. Author and interviewer Studs Terkel has died. His son Dan says he died at home in Chicago today, peacefully and with no agony. Studs Terkel was 96. Lynette Kalsness reports.
Studs Terkel was a cultural icon. He was a radio personality, a prolific writer, and an activist. His books told stories of the famous and not so famous in their own words. Despite all these accomplishments, Terkel had his own hopes for how he'll be remembered.
Curious. Didn't know how to mind his own business.
He had heart surgery 3 years ago. It was a complicated surgery, and when he first learned he needed it, his initial reaction was, quote, "No, the hell with it." Then he got curious.
What's going to happen to the world when I'm gone? How's it going to behave? I want to know. And my curiosity, what's next? And so I found my epitaph at last. My epitaph goes, "Curiosity did not kill this cat."
Terkel wanted to have his ashes spread, along with those of his late wife, at Chicago's Bughouse Square. I'm Lynette Kalsness.
It's 5:33.
WILL programs are made possible in part by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and specialty coffees with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the Institute for Genomic Biology next to Morrow Plotz on the U of I campus.
Now here's Mike Sola with a look at weather.
Well, thanks, Jim. It's still 69 degrees on Friends Plaza. Again, this is the final day of October. The average high temperature, 59, and we surpassed that early this morning. We only dropped down to 45 for a low this morning, and that's the forecast low for overnight tonight. So basically that means great trick-or-treating weather, and again, a lot of trick-or-treaters are already out there. Most locations have trick-or-treating hours finishing up by 8 o'clock, so be kind. Give a lot of candy out there. Partly cloudy tonight, low 45 on a south wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour this evening. The wind will become light and variable overnight. Partly to mostly sunny for Saturday, the high 64. The wind will be out of the east to northeast at 5 to 10. We have a little weak cold front that is trying to push its way from right now. It's right just north of the Illinois-Wisconsin state line and then drapes down with a stationary front across south central Iowa. And that is going to try and make a little further progress to the south. And if it does, we could see a little bit of light precipitation by late tomorrow night and early Sunday. But if it does show up, the precipitation, that is, it'll just be in the form of drizzle or a few sprinkles here and there. For tonight, or for tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, the high 64. Mostly cloudy by tomorrow night with a chance for some drizzle or a few sprinkles, and the low temperature at 47. Back to mild temperatures for Sunday with a mostly cloudy sky and that chance for sprinkles early, becoming mostly sunny during the afternoon and the high temperature up to 68 degrees. Sunday night, a low of around 50 under a partly cloudy sky. And Monday, mostly sunny, the high around 70. Right now, we have temperatures that range from 73 degrees at Jacksonville and Taylorville to 69 at Bloomington Normal, and it's 68 degrees now on Friends Plaza. I'm Mike Sola.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. If you go to the Real Clear Politics website and the average of national polls that include not just John McCain and Barack Obama, but also Ralph Nader and Bob Barr, you are still left with this number, 6.4%. 6.4% undecided, don't know, won't say, or don't care. Well, there's one thing that we know about these people. To a great extent, the campaign has come down to them, which raises the question, who are these people who